Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
I'm not sure if this will make the cutting room floor, but let's see, hey. I am in one of those apathetic kind of moods where I just feel kind of nothing, I guess, devoid and of human emotion. I don't know, like just flat, bleh, like I can't be bothered. And I'm sure we all have these kind of moods. In fact, I'm kind of thinking it's part, well, I'm not kind of thinking, I feel like it's part of the creative process and part of the cycle that we go through. And I'm just having one of those days where I just can't really be bothered. Yeah, it's like one of those days where, you know, I'm just walking along the beach. It's been raining, the sun's come out, it's gone from cold to warm. My hair is just irritating the fuck out of me. It's like, ugh, just blowing in my face, itching me. Ugh. I know, like first world problems, right? But sometimes I feel like we just don't honour this part of the process. We want to hide it away. Sorry, I've just got to do my hair up. This is just so fucking annoying. And now you're getting an insight into the real Carly. Oh, hang on. There we go. The one that sometimes, I don't know if it's like resistance or self-sabotage or what, but sometimes this Carly comes in and she's, you know, just a little pissed at the world. And she doesn't want to do shit. You know? She doesn't want to record a podcast. She doesn't want to fucking, she doesn't care about goals. She just really can't be fucked. And sometimes I feel like she's my great undoing. She's the one who says to me, you know, it's not worth it. She's the one that derails me when I'm on a run, you know, like when I'm feeling good, when I'm on the path, whatever the fucking path is. When I've been following, you know, eating well, for example, for like a week, she's the one who's like, you can't keep it up, it's not worth it. Just love your body as it is. Who cares? And sometimes I don't think she's angry or even apathetic. I think there is an element of truth to what she says. Because all good things come from a level of acceptance, right? It's one thing I've definitely learned. So self-acceptance, the way I am, you know, where I am, what I have, acceptance of that means that really it opens the door to bigger and better things, which is the irony, right? Because it's like... But then there's also this side where it's like, is it... Is it about that? Like, is it about being enough? Is it about accepting who I am with love? Or is it denial? Is it denying me of what I actually want? Is it okay for me to want what I want? Is it okay for me to have and be what I want? I don't know. I'm in one of those moods today where I don't have all the answers. And I'm just in the thick of the blur. And I'm not exactly sure if anything set this off or if it's just part, because it's a familiar feeling, right? Like, I'm sure it happens very regularly. And perhaps even it's a moon thing or my cycle thing. I've just finished my period. And yeah, and I'm just feeling tired, bored. It's like post-menstrual stress. Is that a thing? I don't know. So in these times, I just want to really hide away, sit on the couch, watch Netflix and binge eat. But while I do sometimes honour that part of me, when Lisa and I were talking on a podcast episode that'll be coming out for Keeping Good Company soon about, you know, honour being my word for this year and having those days where you just feel like you don't want to, you know, do anything. When the saboteur or the apathy comes. Hey. And Lisa asked me with the word honor how that works when you are feeling like you don't want to show up and you want to hide away. And I told her it's because that wouldn't be honoring the highest version of me, the bigger picture me. And so maybe that is my answer. Maybe that's why I'm here speaking to you, even though I really fucking would rather be eating a Maxi Bon, watching Younger. Because it's part of me honouring, this is me honouring how I feel in this moment, right? I'm talking about it. But then this is also me honouring the higher version of myself. Or the best, not the best version. G'day. Yeah, the highest version of myself. That part of me that is bigger than this moment. This is just a day in a cycle. a season, excuse the burp, you know, it's just part of the process. And that is where the acceptance comes in. It's acceptance that whilst this is the way I feel, and I can choose to honor it by here, talking to you guys about it, openly and honestly, that I can also have a level of acceptance that this is part of the process, and tomorrow will be a new day, one where I'm feeling maybe more inspired, maybe more creative, maybe more curious, or maybe I won't. But I can show up regardless. It's like every day when I make that bed. Some days I sure as fuck don't feel like it, but I do it anyway. And that isn't out of a place of not honoring me, because on those days where I don't feel like it, I still do it because that is honoring me. Know what I mean? So I think that might be the trick there. Honoring myself in healthy ways. Because I know that while sitting in front of the TV eating a Maxi Bon might be honoring how I'm feeling, it's actually just reflecting how I'm feeling. It's not honoring me as a whole being. It's not even honoring. It's like punishing myself for feeling shit. So, yeah, I feel a bit better. And thank you for listening. I am going to be making some big changes to the way I show up. And so I encourage you, if not already, to join my Facebook group, Show Up, Speak Up. We are having so much fun in there. Some of the peeps have weekly wine downs where they get together on a Friday night and have a wine or not or a cuppa and just have a chat. And it's so much fun. I jump on them from time to time and love it. I absolutely love knowing that you guys get together and chat about shit. So, you know, it's a really fun space. Anyway, so if you want to join it, just search for Show Up, Speak Up. And the other place where I'm showing up more is Instagram. So if you are on Instagram and you want to follow some actual real life shit, then check out Carlosophy's there. And that's about it. Yeah, I'm not feeling as apathetic now. I'm feeling some hope. So that's good. See? I honored that part of me that felt apathetic, but I also honored the larger version of me, which has a bigger vision. And even though apathy may question that from time to time, I have to remind myself of when I'm feeling really good, what's happening. What do I want when I'm feeling really inspired and confident and like I'm enough? And it isn't sitting on my ass watching Netflix eating a Maxi Bon. It's creating. So sit with that one and let me know what you think. All right, until next time. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up, Speak Up. Search Show Up, Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.